It's time for Money for Lunch, where we feed your brain and your business with supersized portions of business and financial news. Now your host, Bert Martinez.
Welcome to Money for Lunch. This is going to be the most exciting, most mind-blowing episode on Money for Lunch, entitled Problems Are Good, Easy is Bad. So I've been reflecting quite a bit on this, and one of the things that I've noticed in my life and just in general, right? But you know, it's this knee-jerk reaction to avoid problems. And you know, we have this knee-jerk reaction. We have this program. We've been told by everybody that problems are bad. Oh, you're going to get in trouble. Oh, that's going to be a big problem. Oh, my goodness. And the reality is it's not true. Problems are good if you know what you're doing, if you have the right mindset. And so everything in life is a problem. And everything good in life causes problems. Being in a relationship is a problem. Being out of a relationship can also be a problem. Look, if you want an easy life, you you can live by yourself in some remote mountaintop and never interact with people. That might be easier, but not better. Right? So problems are about, sometimes problems are about elevating your life, right? About having better. And so this is what I mean, and I apologize if you can hear me typing away. I just got to get a message over to my producer. So for example, this is what I mean when I say go out and get better problems, right? So do you want to, okay, so let's say that this year, sometime this year, you're going to have a flat. So do you want to have a flat on your Ferrari or on your Ford? It's the same problem, one slightly better. You're in a better position if you have a flat on your Ferrari, right? So problems are good, easy is bad. In fact, the biggest threat you'll ever have in your life is, quote, the easy life, trying to find the easy way. You try to find the easy way, and it comes back to bite you in the butt, right? I look back at my life, and I look at all the times that I was trying to find the easy way, and sometimes trying to find the easy way would take me out of my integrity. And would get me in all sorts of problems, right? Real problems, like coming to your house and arresting you problems, okay? But problems in generally are good. Now, some of us are facing some real deep crap, illnesses that we can't control. Maybe they're foreclosing on your house. Maybe financially you're bankrupt. That's okay. People who are chronically ill, who are terminally ill, most of them are very grateful for the time they have left. Um, So it's, again, a mindset thing, right? Problems are good. Easy is bad. You look at somebody who's wealthy and they've solved a lot of problems, right? Because the profit is in the problem or problems. And sometimes they don't have to be massive, monumental type problems. Ray Kroc, the founder of McDonald's, he made the problem of eating a little bit easier, right? He's part of the fast food disruption in America. I apologize. Let me turn my little phone off here. So problems are good. Easy is bad. And again, I want you to remember that the biggest threat to your success is looking for the easy way, right? So check this out. If you want to have a better life, you just have to get better problems, right? I gave you the Ford Ferrari analogy. We can also look let's look at money. Money seems to be an issue for a lot of people. So if you are struggling financially, that is because you're unwilling to step out of your comfort zone and do the things that you need to do to put money in your pockets, right? You need to handle your money. Give you an interesting example, or a great example, actually. A friend of mine was losing his business. He had his business was regulated by the government, and there were some changes that were going to cost him literally millions of dollars. And the first thing he did is he got rid of his luxury vehicles and was prepared to sell his house. Most people would not have done that. So because his ego wasn't attached to his luxury lifestyle, he was able to look at making those changes. A lot of people gone into victim mentality. Oh, this is not fair. I don't deserve this. And those are the same people who, lose their crap, whining and complaining all the way to bankruptcy, right? So easy is bad. Problems are good. Get better problems. So this gentleman that I was talking about, he was handling his money, making sure that he could live within his means. Got rid of his luxury cars and was getting ready to sell his house when things started to turn around. And because of this problem that he was in, quote, problem, he decided that he needed to do something else so he wouldn't be subjected to government regulations. And he found a different business to get into. The gift was the problem. Right? Because it forced him to make a change to handle his money better. So he wasn't going to be subjected to regulations and massive market shifts in that sense. So back to the whole comfort zone. A lot of us struggle because we're unwilling to get out of our comfort zones. Give you another example in my own life. I was struggling with some weight loss. I had gotten really bloated, and I was weighing like over 200 pounds, and not a good 200 pounds, okay? And so I decided, okay, I need to start losing weight, and I lost you know, like 25 pounds pretty quickly. So I went from, I think, 205 down to about 185. So what is that, 20 pounds? And then it kind of back up. Then I ended up getting back up to about 190. And I was unwilling. I kept struggling with this weight. And I was unwilling to step out of my comfort zone and really handle my weight loss the way it needed to be handled. So I finally did what I've always done, and that is I started counting my calories and really watching what I ate. And so I went from 190 to 180 in 30 days, from 180 to 175 in another 30 days. And I mean, so in 60 days, the weight was gone. And I was able to start wearing like half my wardrobe again, because I finally got so sick and tired of being fat that I got out of my comfort zone, quote, the easy, and started making more problems for myself. Because when you're counting calories and you're watching what you eat, that's a problem. But that's a much better problem to have. I'd much rather have my clothes fit me too loose than too tight. I much rather go get a new wardrobe because I'm too fit versus too fat. Are you with me on this? So when we get stuck in our comfort zone, we jeopardize our success, we jeopardize our health, we jeopardize our wealth, we jeopardize our relationships. You know, there's supposedly a lot of statistics out there that talk about the reason that people are getting divorced is because of money, which I believe. And what else? They get divorced because of, sometimes infidelity and stuff like that. But I think the real reason people get divorced has to do with getting stuck in your comfort zone. My wife and I have missed very few dates in the 30 years of our relationship. And I think that's what's kept our marriage alive, right? Because we've had all the same problems anybody else has had, right? We've been married for 30 years. We have 5 kids. And we've had great times and we've had really bad times. One of our children is chronically ill. So we're, an average married couple. But for the fact that we still go out on dates, we still have hot, hot sex because we still go on dates. We still find, we are romantic with each other consistently. We step out of our comfort zone. We try new different things, new restaurants, new foods, new events. And we have found that this keeps us alive, keeps our marriage alive, right? It brings excitement to the game. Otherwise, what happens to a lot of married couples? They get stuck in their comfort zone and they get fat and they become unattractive and they stop dating. And then their marriage withers and dies. And then when their marriage withers and dies, what do they do? Well, the first thing they do is they start getting in shape because they want to look attractive. Second thing they start doing is they start dating. They start being romantic so they can attract a new spouse. So easy is your biggest threat. Your comfort zone is a killer. And if you go to my YouTube channel and subscribe, I will send you some really cool stuff. I'll send you a copy of my new book. I'll send you some other cool stuff, plus I'll sign you up for my awesome Amazon giveaway. But go to my YouTube channel. It's YouTube.com/Burt Martinez, and you will see a video that I did on the same topic, and it's trending right now. Anyway, my point being is problems are good. Easy is bad. Because when you've been married for 30 years, it's, the problems of keeping that marriage alive are multiple. But as long as you, again, are, you know, we, you do romantic stuff, you'll most likely keep that marriage alive, right? But being married or being in a relationship for, you know, for 5, 10, 20, 30 years in itself becomes a problem because we take it for granted. We become complacent. Does that make sense? So, easy is bad. Problems are good. And I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. I mean, hit me up. Hit me up on Facebook, on Twitter, on LinkedIn, on Instagram. Let me know what you're thinking. And share your thoughts with me. Love to get your thoughts on this. Just kind of adding something here to the show notes so I don't forget. All right, so check this out. Look, back to what I was talking about. We get stuck in our comfort zones. We all do this, and you have to do stuff to break out of that comfort zone. Maybe you walk on fire. Maybe you jump out of a plane. Maybe you do a Spartan race. I did a Spartan race about a year ago. And you start to wake up that adventure, the adventure seeker, the warrior that's dwelling inside you who's dying to get out. But trying to get out of your comfort zone creates problems, sometimes that we've referred to as fear. All right, so how do we take action when we're up against our good old fear, right? And this is a conditional response, and it takes new programming to get you to take new action. And so instead of going from 0 to 60, maybe take a baby step in between there, or multiple baby steps, right? So if you thought, man, I'd like to run a marathon, don't go out today and run a marathon. Maybe today you just run a mile or two. And if you're already in shape and running a mile or two is not a big challenge, we'll start running maybe some half marathons. But start getting out of your comfort zone. Inch by inch, my friend, is a cinch. Yard by yard is really hard. Getting out of your comfort zone, it will be the biggest blessing in for your life. It's going to help you financially, romantically. It will help you with your health. It will help you with your business. Let's talk about business, man. My gosh, this is a business show. So what's your biggest problem with business? Is it getting more customers? Is that the biggest problem you have? Good. Go out and get more customers. You know what you need to do. You got to prospect more. You got to talk to more people. And so how do you do that? Well, you pick up the phone and you start cold calling. Oh, I don't want to do that. Why? Because it takes me out of my comfort zone. I'm scared. Well, great. Then spend a bunch of money advertising. Oh, I don't want to do that either because, you know, that's scary too. I could fail. So what? Failure is just part of success. Look, it's not fail or succeed. Fail or success are on the same street. You can, you know, on the road to success, you will hit some potholes. Just like in life. So again, look at where you're struggling at. Look at where you're having your biggest problem, and I bet you it's an area that you have sucked down, accepted mediocrity, and don't want to break out of your comfort zone. You're just sitting there going, oh, this is so comfortable, but it hurts. You know, maybe you don't want to quit your job because you're 50 years old and starting all over is scary. You know, Colonel Sanders from Kentucky Fried Chicken started over at 65 or 68 or whatever. So the minute you break out of your comfort zone, life starts changing. All of a sudden you get a lot more energy. You get happy all the time. And you don't have to do it all by yourself, and you don't have to do it all at one time. So problems are good, easy is bad, and your job is to get better problems. You don't have enough clients. Your problem now is go out and get too many clients. Get so many clients, maybe you can't serve them all. And you're saying, hey, Bert, that's not good. Look, don't worry about it. Just go out getting so many clients that it causes better problems. You have to hire customer service reps. You have to hire an assistant, right? Problems are good. Easy is bad. And again, I would so appreciate it if you go over to youtube.com/Bert Martinez and subscribe to my YouTube channel. It may change your life. It has for many people. All right, maybe that's a little bit of a bold statement, but come on. This might be the thing that you need to, get you out, wake you up, make things happen. You know, I say this all the time, and that is that you were created to succeed, right? And you cannot succeed without going through problems and working your butt off. So you were absolutely 100% created to succeed, but you cannot succeed without dealing with your money, without dealing with, whatever the scenario is, right? Without dealing with your health, your wealth, your relationship, your family. But think about that. You were created to succeed. And in order for you to be successful, you just have to have better problems. That's all, my friend. I mean, you can do it. I'm proof that you can do it. Anyway, I just wanted to share these thoughts with you. Get your Monday morning going off really hot. I've been spending this this weekend with Arnold Schwarzenegger, Randy Couture, Lou Ferrigno, Apollo Ohno, and these guys elevate my thinking and really help me get my mind right. So if you need some help getting your mind right, I'm putting on a two-day event in Phoenix. Reach out to me. I'll give you the details. And I do this two-day event a couple times a year. It's mind-blowing, the breakthroughs that we get. It's for anybody who's got a business, who wants to elevate that business. Hit me up, Bert@BertMartinez.com. And if you join, if you subscribe to my Facebook, subscribe to my YouTube channel, and let me know that you subscribe to my YouTube channel, I, my friend, will hook you up with some free swag. And just make it, make it happen. I just want to tell you, I appreciate you very much. And I wanted to let you know how much I appreciate you listening to my show, your interaction on Facebook and on Twitter and on LinkedIn and on Instagram. I appreciate you helping me out with your ideas and show suggestions and guest suggestions. And, if there's anything I can do to help you with your business, reach out to me. And I just want you to think about this, what I've been talking about, that A, you were created to succeed, B, problems are good, C, if you want a better life, you go and get better problems. Remember, you were created to succeed.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch, and check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.